We continue our learning of Nishmas David ben Menachem shem Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Leo. We are in Bava Basra, Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin. Mishah Yisa Derech Harabim Overes B'Soch Sadeo. Person had a public path that ran through the middle of his field, which means, says the Bar Tanur, Shehechziku Rabim Lavur Sham La'olam. People over time, people were walking through that area, which gives them the legal right to continue to do so. And what happened? This person didn't want people walking through his field anymore. Nitalav and Asan Lahem Ben Atzatz. What he did was, he said he took this path that people were walking on and gave them a different area that they could walk on. This is, they put a sign, and this is the Derech HaRabim. You walk over here and not on this part of my field. Masha Nasan Nasan Bishalo Lo Higio. The halacha is that what he gave is given, which means that they have a new path. They whatever new path he gave them, that this is put a sign, this is your new path. But v'shelo lo higio, that which he used to be his, which he wants to be his, which was taken over by the Rabbim, is not his. The public can still use that area. He was not able to do so. That they have the right to that path. So this is a knas, a fine that the Chachamim gave him, that they, even though he may not have known the halacha, nonetheless, shalolo higio, that which he thinks is going to be his to take back is not his. So now, the Rabbim, the public, now have two paths. They have the old path that they're walking through his field, which they had the right to do, because over time, they did so. Herzik, they made a chazaka there, and therefore they can continue to do so. And now, because they gave them a gift of another area in his field to walk through, so now the Rabbim have everything, to have both areas. The Mishnah continues, Derech Hayochid Arba Amos. When we speak about a person, let's say, buys something where he now has a derech to walk through, let's say, to a boor or something like that, and it's given to him as a derech hayachad. So he receives this path from through someone's property, and they never mention how wide the path is going to be. The assumption here is, since he is an individual, so it's a derech hayachad, he's one person who's going to be passing through, we assume it's a minimum of arba amos width. That's even though it wasn't decided, the person who sold him, I'm selling you a path in this field, in my field, for you to be able to walk through to your pit or whatever it is. The assumption is he has a width of 4 amos to walk through, even though this specific width was not mentioned in the sale. Derech HaRabim, 16 amos. Let's say someone is now giving this to the public, a public area, public highway. So this we assume is a minimum of 16 amos wide. It needs to be room for people and wagons to travel, and traveling in both directions. And Derech HaRabim, this is true when it comes to Rishus HaRabim and Hilchos Shabbos as well. The minimum width of Rishus HaRabim is 16 amos. What else? Says the Mishnah, then now it says, Derech HaMelech Ein Lashir. This doesn't have to do with the sale necessarily. This just means that a derech of a melech, the king has, there's no shir, there's no limit to it. A king is able to travel wherever he wants, and even through private property. He can even break down fences. That's what Bratunur says. HaMelech Poretz Geder Lefanav Lasas Lo Derech. He can even knock down fences on it to make a path. That is his right. Then the Mishnah says, Derech HaKever Ein Lashir. The Derech of a kever has no shir, which means if people are now, the family is traveling to bury, or their family and friends, to bury someone who passed away in a grave, and that happens to be on the way to that grave, they have to go through someone's property, that also has no limit. That party, that group, those group of people are able to walk through the property to reach the kever, to reach the grave, and the owner of the field cannot restrict them from going. And they can't even walk through fields where there are things that are growing, says the Bar Tanuri here. Derech HaKever, Shenosim HaMeis LeKavro, Ein Lo Shir, Takanas Chachamim Hi, Mishum Yikra DeMeis. Yikra DeMeis means the kavod of the meis. V'lo sheyicholim lifrod ged k'derech HaMelech. It's not the same extent that they're able to knock down a fence like Derech HaMelech can. Elo sheyicholim hamalavim es HaMeis lavor al gabei zroim. They can pass by over the things that are planted, the seeds, the crops. Vein trich and lintos yulakan olakan. They don't have to incline themselves to go one place or the other. They can go straight even though they're stepping on crops. That is the right of Derech HaKever. HaMamad, regarding a Mamad, so this is where someone's buying land for the Mamad. We know this from Maseches Megillah, Mamad Umoshav. This is where on the way, some say on the way to the burial, people would stand. We do this a little bit. We said Yeshu B'Seser, and people stop as they carry. We stop 7 times. So Mamad is the standing. Some say it's after the burial when people would stand. We do that. We have a Shura as well. So that's the ceremony of the Mamad of standing. So regarding the ma'amar, if someone buys a piece of land so that he's able to have this ma'amar for any burial that he's going to have, dayan tzipori omru beis arbas kabin. The seller has to give the person who's buying this area an area enough to plant 4 kav of grain, which is 50 by 33 and a third amos. That's and says the bar terum, mako ma'amar hu shall you osim shiva ma'amados. Shiva moshavos, standing 7 times, sitting 7 times, or when they return from burying the dead, and he says, what's it based on? So keneged shiva havolim shebetchila sefer koheles. That corresponds to the 7 times that has the showers of the word hevel, the vanity at the beginning of sefer koheles. Perek Vav Mishnah Ches. Hamocher Makom Lachavero Lasos Lo Kever. Here is someone selling land for a burial ground, and here we're specifically speaking about the catacombs. This is where people, where we have this Kever Sanhedrin, Kever Malachim in Eretz Yisrael, people would have these underground cemeteries where they would place the mace, sometimes only temporarily, till they were able to be malakit the atzamos and reinter them into the ground. But this is made out of rock. So a person is buying this area to make a kever for his family. V'chein ha-mekabel mechaver lasos lo kever. So either someone's selling a plot so the buyer can build this underground cemetery or these catacombs, and someone is accepting a contract, a mekabel, to build a burial ground for his friend. Oset tocha shel ma'ara arba amos al sheish. He has to make the inside of this burial grave 4 by 6 amos. So it's the Mishnais have pictures of this. Very worthwhile to look at the picture to see what this is. 4 by 6 amos. Uposeach l'socha, and he has to open up into it, which means he needs to dig shmona kuchim. This is the person who's contracting to do this. Oh, there has to be a person selling the plot of land. There has to be enough space to do this. Open up 8 burial sections, which are where the coffins are going to be placed into the wall of each of the caves, and then eventually they'll take the bodies out when it's just atzamos. Shlosha mikan or shlosha mikan, 3 on one side of the cave, 3 on the other side, the shishanayim mikinegdom, and then 2 in the back wall, which is opposite the pesach, opposite the entrance. So you have 3 of these sticking out on either side, 2 on one end, which face the pesach. So now the kuchim, which are these recesses themselves, the catacombs themselves, how big are they? Orkan arba amos v'rupan shiva v'rachban shisha. So their length is 4 amos, the height is 7 tfachim, a little bit more than an amma, and the width is 6 tfachim. The 6 tfachim is basically an amma. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Oses Socha Shel Ma'ara Shesh Amos Al Shmone. The interior of the burial cave is not, as we said, according to Tanna Kamma, 4 by 6. It's 6 by 8. Ufosech L'Socha Shlosha Sarkuch. He has to open up, not as the Tanna Kamma said, the Tanakhama said 8, but rather he says they're going to be 13 of these catacombs in the walls of each of the caves. Arba Amikan V'Arba Amikan. 4 on this side and 4 on the other side. It's supposed to Tanakhama who had where the cave was 4 by 6 and you had 3 on either side and then 2 on one end and obviously 0 on the place where the opening was. Here Rabbi Shimon says where the inside of the Ma'ara is 6 by 8, so you're going to have 13 recesses. How so? 4 on one side, 4 on the other side. U'shlosha mikidegen, and then 3 on the side which is opposite the entrance. The echod mi min ha pesach ve'echod mi min ha small. So then I need 2 more. 1 to the right of the pesach, 1 to the left of the pesach. According to Rabbi Shimon, there are actually going to be these recesses, the catacombs, the kuchim on the side of the opening itself. Then the Mishnah says, Va'osa chotzer ha'pei ma'ari, has to make a chotzer, a courtyard that opens up into these caves, sheish al sheish, which is 6 by 6 amos, kimelo hamita v'kovreha. Why? Because that's enough space for the coffin itself, the mita, and kovreha, the people who are burying it, and even that's a place for them to stand. Ufoseach l'socha shtei ma'aros, and he has to open up, he has to dig 2 burial caves into that chotzer, that open up into the chotzer. Achas mikan v'achas mikan, 1 on one side of the courtyard, 1 on the other side of the chutzner. So this Tana holds that when you're buying or contracting for this burial ground, there need to be 3 separate sections. The middle chutzner and 2 caves, 2 maros on either side of the courtyard. The other two sides of the chatzer don't lead into the caves, so that the people who are burying are able to enter and leave the chatzer without walking over any of the graves. It's true that one who walks over a grave doesn't become, either a person who walks over a grave is not going to become tame, because if there's a tefach between the body and the top of the grave, that makes an ohel, and therefore the tumah does not go up. Nonetheless, the Tana here says it's not proper to build a cemetery here, or these underground cemeteries, in a way that's going to force people to walk on top of the graves. So we want to avoid that. So then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Arba la Arba Ruchoseha. He says there should be four burial caves, as opposed to the Tana Kama, or this first opinion, who says it should be Sheish al Sheish, 6x6, and open up two Ma'aros, one on either side. He says, no, they're going to be four burial caves, each on one on each side of the that middle chatzer, according to him. So he says, we're not worried about people walking over the graves at all, and that's why you can build burial caves on all four sides of the chatzer, and it's not a problem. People aren't going to be walking in them all the time, and it's not a problem when it comes to tumah anyway. This is going to be acceptable. So according to Rabbi Shimon, who said, remember, he's the one who said that each burial cave is going to be 6x8 amos, so you put this all together, I have four of them, the whole area is going to be 30x30 amos. Then the Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, all depends on the cella, literally the rock. It depends on the ground where you're burying it, whether you're making this underground cemetery. The how many caves you're going to dig, and the size of each of the caves, and the number of these kuchim, of the recesses for the body itself, all depends on how the ground is. If it's very rocky, which is very difficult to dig there, so you make two burial caves, 4x6 amos. If it's soft, easier to dig, so then you make the larger burial caves 6x8 amos.